May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
God's house. Some months ago, we heard the story of King David consulting with his prophet advisor, Nathan, about his idea of building a temple in Jerusalem to house the Ark of the Covenant and thus become the house of God. Today, we heard that story again. Last time, we learned that the Hebrew word for house is used in three different ways in the reading. King David uses the word to refer to his palace, with its first-class building materials, cedar wood from the forests of Lebanon. He also uses the same word to describe the building he desires to erect in honor of the God of Israel, who has brought him from being a shepherd to being the king of the 12 tribes, and has given him victory over the neighboring nations so that his people are finally experiencing a time of rest, prosperity, and security. The temple he dreams of building would be out of this world, in costly materials and ornamentation, a house fitting for God, the creator of all things. Then, through the prophet Nathan, God gets into the conversation. God uses the same Hebrew word for house to describe the relationship which God is entering into with David and his descendants, the house of David. God also says that a permanent dwelling place, a house, a temple, is something God has not requested nor sought from the children of Israel. God reminds David that in the time of Moses, a tent had been the dwelling place for the Ark of the Covenant, because a tent was easily moved from place to place when the time came for the people of God to move on. Unlike the false gods that people had carved and raised up in their cities as their local protector and provider, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was and is the protector and provider of the whole earth, for all of creation, and for all that is and ever will be. No material house could ever be the domicile of God Almighty. The house which the Lord God seeks and desires to inhabit is the heart of those people who seek to desire to enter into a living relationship with their Creator, Savior, and Comforter. Your heart, my heart, is the house on whose door the gentle knock of the King of the universe softly sounds, as God seeks to hear our word of welcome. Please, Lord, come, come into my life. Now, here is a surprising characteristic of that gentle knocking which you may hear. It happens every day. Day by day, the Lord asks us to renew our relationship, each day can be a new beginning, a new deepening of our relationship with God, a new experience of walking with the Lord, trusting the Lord, enjoying the presence of the one who loves us so much that we can awake morning by morning and open our eyes with a smile on our face, knowing that with God, all things can become an unexpected blessing for those who love God. As Paul describes in his letter to the Ephesians, we are the building stones in which God lives, transforming us into the house of God on earth. In God's plan, you and I, all people, are unique and priceless in fulfilling God's desire to draw all of creation together into the living temple, which bears witness to God's presence and glory in the world. You and I are the jewels which reflect the light of the glory of God into and onto a broken world, which seriously needs healing and renewal. We at St. George's know this, for we have shared with one another in good time and in difficult time. We have lifted each other up in prayer and rejoiced when the strength and guidance required for our daily walk has come in our time of need and in the time of need of those who are on our hearts. It is good that we have shared together in this way and continue to share in this way. Such sharing reminds us that indeed we are joined together spiritually in Christ Jesus, who continues to pray for us that we may become a holy temple, the dwelling place for God. My sisters and brothers in Christ, I urge you to follow the example our Lord Jesus has given us when he said to his disciples, "Come apart to rest a while and be renewed." After they had returned from their missionary journey, we need to honor the Sabbath that God has given for the benefit of people so that they may be renewed and be ready to happily enter into a new week, asking God to guide us to a person who is ready to hear the good news of God's eternal love, so that they, with us, may become a living stone in the house of God Almighty. Amen.